Time now for KRWG StoryCorps. I'm Edmund Resendez. Today we meet Judge Lou Martinez and her son, David Martinez. Judge Martinez talks about her mother, Francisca Marquez Martinez.
When I was about 11 or 12, every year the public schools would let out for the state fair, and that's to allow the students to go to the fair with their parents, and we were always told, no, we don't have any money. My mother used to take in ironing at that time, and she must have saved for 6 or 8 months from that ironing money. It wasn't very much. And my sister Bella and I came home from school that afternoon, and my mother said, get ready. We're going to go to the state fair. We had to go on the bus because my mother couldn't drive, and it took about an hour to get there because we lived in the far north valley of Albuquerque. And she let us ride every ride we wanted to ride. My sister and I were daredevils, and we would scream and laugh and giggle and look down, and Mother would be standing by each ride looking up and smiling. She would sit if she could find a place to sit, but mostly she stood that whole afternoon and evening. She let us buy anything we wanted to eat, cotton candy, candy apples, hot dogs, ice cream. I think she spent every penny. And then it was nighttime, and we went home on the bus, and it took almost 2 hours because the bus was full. And my mother gave up her seat for an older woman and stood the whole time, even though I know my mother was exhausted. And I think that's how she showed us to respect our elders, by her example.
Must have been a nice memory.
Oh, I think it was one of the best days of my childhood, for sure.
How old were you at that time?
I was about 11.
I remember the family telling me about another story that wasn't probably a good memory. The flood.
Oh.
The famous flood when you were... how old were you?
I think I was... between 2 and 3 years old.
I remember them telling me that there was this huge flood in Albuquerque and that the house flooded and you lost everything. Do you have any memories of that?
I do have I have a very vivid memory of the flood. I remember I sensed my mother's panic that day. I could hear this roaring. I could hear her talking about the water roaring down the mountains and her desperately trying to sweep out the water that was coming in the house. And she would be piling things up on tables and chairs. She didn't know what to save. Unfortunately, we lost almost everything. And I think the one thing that she regretted losing were photographs, mostly photographs of me as a baby and a young child. We had to go... the children, all of us were separated, and we had to go to different houses. And I remember missing my mother so much. I was the baby, and how hard I know it must have been for her to have her children scattered, because that's the one thing that she stressed to all of us was we had to stay together always and always be together. And it was just a few days, but I still remember how awful it was to have to wear the clothes of the child in whose home I was. And I remember talking to my mother briefly on the telephone and just sobbing. I didn't even want to go to sleep. I just felt that loss. And now that I'm a mother, I can certainly understand how horrible that was for her. It was hard. It was really, really hard. We went without a lot, but never without food. My mother was the best cook in the world when it came to Mexican food. She could make a 5-course Mexican meal in about 30 minutes. She was always prepared, just in case somebody might come over to visit or a stranger come to the door. And she kept her freezer full, and she would make enchiladas and beans and rice, tortillas, sopaipillas, tamales, pozole, empanadas, the old-fashioned way.
Why was food so important to her?
I think think growing up in the Depression, food was a symbol of maybe some wealth, some posterity. If you had food on the table, then you were going to be okay. And we always had food. I remember as a child hating beans, potatoes, chili, and tortillas every meal. And now it's my favorite food. But as a child, I thought, this is what poor people eat every single day.
You talked about Grandma growing up in the Depression. Did she ever tell you stories about what her childhood was like growing up with her grandparents, or what that must have been like? I imagine it was an incredibly difficult time economically.
You know, I think the sense I got from my mother's stories is that there was a lot of love from her grandparents. She was very close to them. They had a little tiny store in either Tularosa, La Luz, somewhere in there. People would come to the store with no money, and whatever they had, they'd give it. They'd get paid in chickens or, you know, a sack of beans or whatever somebody could grow and bring to them. But she would talk about the children. And when they would come to the store, they'd be with their faces pressed against the case that had the candy. And my grandfather, her grandfather, my great-grandfather, would always manage to sneak each child a piece of candy.
I remember a story. Dad probably wouldn't want me to tell it, but the first time he went to see your mom, I think, and she made food like she always did, and he fell asleep on the floor.
Well, your father ate himself unconscious.
The food was that good?
It was better than that good. But my mother, because she was so humble, she wanted to please. And if people didn't have second helpings, she would just think that she didn't do a very good job cooking. Well, your dad came to meet the whole family. Everybody was there except my sister Bella, who was away in Virginia. And my mother made enchiladas, red and green, beans, rice, chili stew, tortillas, sopaipillas, chile rellenos, tamales. And Lee not only had seconds, your dad, Lee, he had thirds. So as the conversation was getting louder and louder, as only the Martinez sisters can do, your dad went to sit on the couch. After a few minutes, he got off the couch and sat on the floor leaning against the couch. A few minutes later, he scooted down and his head was on the couch. And then a few minutes later, he was flat out sound asleep on the floor for hours while this loud, raucous party was going on.
How did Grandma react?
She was grinning from ear to ear, and she told me, he's the one. She knew. She knew. He loved her food, and she just felt so proud that she could make food that he loved enough to eat himself unconscious. So it went over very well.
Judge Lou Martinez and her son, David Martinez, from a conversation recorded in El Paso. You can hear this story and other local StoryCorps interviews online at krwg.org in the radio tab under StoryCorps. For KRWG, I'm Edmundo Resendez.